My name is Kostas Christ. I'm the Global Strategist for Sustainability at Virtuoso Travel Network. So at Virtuoso, we define sustainability according to what is referred to as global sustainable tourism pillars. There are three pillars of global sustainable tourism. One, environmentally friendly practices. That's like reduce, reuse, recycle, all of the green things. The second pillar of sustainable tourism is support for the protection of cultural and natural heritage. That means protecting biodiversity, landscapes, coral reefs, all of nature. And with cultural heritage, it's also about protecting and supporting living cultural heritage, music, dance, artistic creations, and also ancient cultural heritage, Mayan ruins and temples and archaeological sites. So that's the second pillar of sustainable tourism, working to protect those things, culture and nature. And the third pillar is support for the economic and social well-being of local people. We believe at Virtuoso that tourism, in addition to being a great and wonderful experience for a traveler with their friends, their families, a fun holiday, we also believe it should be a positive experience and also give back to the destinations where tourists visit. For example, tourism really sells nature and culture. If we're talking about business, nature and culture is the product of tourism. And what business, what successful business, doesn't protect its product? So if the global tourism industry wants to have a future that is sustainable, to provide livelihoods for people and economic growth for countries, then we believe here at Virtuoso that tourism also has to work to protect nature and also to ensure that the local people's lives are improving from tourism. We don't believe that tourism should conquer a destination. We believe that tourism should enhance a destination. It should improve it. It should help the local people celebrate and feel proud of their heritage. So that is the idea behind sustainable tourism. This year at Virtuoso, we held our first Sustainable Tourism Summit, and we had the CEOs of major global tourism companies gather together to talk about our strategy to move forward, because we believe that sustainable tourism is now changing the global world of travel. This is not a trend, it's not a fashion, it's a transformation of global tourism industry. That transformation is based on the big growth in tourism. For example, in 1950, it was the first year that there were statistics on how many international tourists traveled. In 1950, there were 25 million international tourists. Last year, 2016, there were 1.2 billion. So in just a period of 65 years, it went from 25 million to over 1 billion travelers. And then, by 2030, the predictions are that it will double to 2 billion. What that means is that there are more places to go, more ways to get there. There really are no places left on our planet where tourism is not having an impact or where tourists cannot travel. And we believe that with that becomes an important responsibility. The responsibility to make sure that tourism is a positive force in the world and not a negative force in the world. That is our belief. And at Virtuoso, we have a saying. We call travel a return on life. Because we all know when we have a wonderful vacation with friends and families, you know, and even ourselves, it can leave us with wonderful memories and enjoyable moments that enrich our life. So Virtuoso calls travel return on life. But we also believe that that same travel that makes our own lives more enjoyable and special, and we learn about different cultures, should also be a return on life for the people in the destinations where tourists go. Again, so that it is a two-way process. The tourist has a wonderful vacation, nature is protected, cultural heritage is respected and local people in destinations where travelers go, their lives are improved. And we believe that is the magic of sustainable tourism.
Some tourists, they want to know how, what kind of food they are eating, without pesticides, without chemical, with all that kind of things. It's for that I'm interested. Do you know something about that?
One of the biggest areas in travel that is growing, and anybody who's been looking at travel magazines will find out, over the last 5 or 6 years, every major travel magazine in the world is now celebrating food. All of them. They have complete issues dedicated to what, for example, at National Geographic, where I also do some work, we have an issue of the magazine called Tastes of Travel. But it's more than just tasting food. We want to apply the same principles of sustainability to the food that we eat. So around the world, more hotels are having their own organic gardens. That's nice, but when it gets really good is when the hotel industry starts saying that they want to only work with farmers that are respecting the environment. We call this greening the supply chain. In other words, working with local farmers, and if they're not using organics yet, introducing organics to them. For example, I know of two companies in Mexico. One of them is called Quixmala. It's a resort on the south of Puerto Vallarta. Also, there's another group called Haciendas del Mundo Maya, which is in Quintana Roo and Yucatan. These companies are working with local communities to teach them organic growing techniques. And also, even in other parts of the world, such as the United States, big companies, for example, MGM Resorts, even in Las Vegas. You want to hear something interesting? MGM takes all of their food waste, sends it out to an organic pig farm in Nevada. The pigs take that food waste, the vegetables and things from the kitchens, because Las Vegas is a big place, many tourists, and then the hotel imports back to the hotel the pigs that they raised according to organic methods. So we believe that tourism that is sustainable can send a strong message to the agricultural community to understand the importance of organic techniques, which protect nature and also protect the living soil we need to grow healthy crops.
Bueno, tenemos un eslogan que decimos, tú y yo somos un recurso mexicano no renovable. Hay uno solo como tú y hay uno solo como yo. Entonces, debemos de cuidar al ente como tú estás visualizando. Lo más importante es el ser humano.
I agree completely. It's más importante. And I think that this is a good thing.